Blog Talk Radio.
To the Heart of Love Radio Show. We're just keeping everything live, and I just want to say good to you guys. I'm definitely blessed to know that you guys are here today with me. You see the phones are ringing in the background, and I'm not appreciating you guys who are calling, those who are calling in, and making choices and making decisions. And with the radio show, things are definitely on the up and up here. You know, if you're interested in some good music, I request, you know, just continue to tune in, continue just listen, and continue just to be blessed. You know, there's so many things that are happening, so many different artists who are coming through, and one of the things about the show that I would love to do is the hope is to encourage you to do things you need to do and to go to places that you need to go, and to unlock your mind and unlock your hearts and just allow God to bless you right where you are. You know, one of the other things I would like to discuss with you guys on today's show is our topic. You know, I try to get some interesting topics, things that I feel that you guys definitely want to hear about. And one of those things that I want to say that's just off the record is that you have the opportunity today to go after your dreams. You have the opportunity to be the best person you can be. You have the opportunity to make goals and just to be grateful and be thankful for life. I just want to throw that out there. Just be grateful and be thankful. And, you know, right now I'm just going to play a little bit of something, just a little bit of music. But my biggest thing that I want you guys to know is that you can make a difference. You can make a change. You can do that if you believe it, you know. And one thing I would like to say today, as everything is coming up and as things are settling down here where I'm at, is that you have opportunities. And last week I was talking about as far as being willing to make changes and go after your goals. And I was talking about being willing to make a change. You know, be willing to make change. Be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to make this change. Be willing to say, you know, what do I need to do to get to the next level? And I'm telling you honestly, sometimes I believe that we pray and we say, I want change, I want change. And then when change comes, then we're like, some of us are like, I don't. That's not what I expected. Or, you know, I really don't want to change. I want it on the way I want it. It doesn't always happen like that. You know, it doesn't always happen like that where we get to change the way we want it. You know, sometimes God can bring it. He might bring it from left field, and you might think it's going to come straight. He might bring it a totally different way. And that's how life is sometimes. That's how life is. That's how our lives are sometimes, that we just go into that thing and we just have to deal with the things that we're dealing with, and the changes can come in any kind of direction, so you have to be willing to change. Then you got to be, once the change is happening, you have to accept it, not just being willing, but you have to go ahead and accept, go ahead and do the thing. And God, what happens is that God brings us, gives us this opportunity to make these changes, and then it's a matter of just doing it. Some people have been praying, you know, God, I like to come to branch out on my own, with my own business. And the opportunity comes to branch out on their own music. And then what's happened sometimes is that we don't allow that. We don't allow ourselves to actually jump in and do the thing. So it's almost like to say, pray, you know, God will bring you through it. He'll bring you to it. God brings you to the thing. He'll bring you through it. You know, different, so many things that go along with that. So you have to be willing to actually change, be willing to do the change, and then you have to be obedient. What change means that you have to do things a different way. It doesn't matter. I've done it this way all my life, so I've got to do it this way. It doesn't always happen like that. You know, that's just not the way it happens all the time. But right now, we're going to go to some music. This is It's Already Done by the Anointed Pace Sisters. We're going to talk more about that and then get into our this week's discussion. So if you have any questions, feel free to call 646-595-4311.
what's that neighbor? This is it. Right now. Thank you. Look at somebody that came to get a blessing. And look at them and say, right now. It's already done. Your son. It's already done.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than the anointed Pace Sisters. I tell you, one of the great families in gospel music. And definitely coming from having come from Atlanta and having lived there for so many years, you know, I just say this, that family's awesome, and they are anointed. God bless you guys. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, D.G. Wright. We talked about last week, about be willing to grow into your future, but this next question for today's topic is, are you willing to grow into your future? Are you willing to grow into your future? And if so, at what cost? At what cost are you willing to grow? At what cost are you willing to grow today into your future? Are you willing to sacrifice some phone calls? Are you willing to sacrifice treating yourself out so you can put that money towards things you need to do to get to the next level in your life? Are you willing to grow? And that's a question that I think that, you know, that I think that we need to actually ask ourselves. How willing are we really to go after the things that God has prepared for us? Okay, it makes a big, big difference. A big, big difference. Right now, we're going to go into this next song, and then I'll open up the lines. This next song is Don't Stop. This is by Dave Hollister.
Yo, Duval. We've been sent here to tell the people just don't stop. I know it may seem hard, you may have some cloudy days, but the sun is gonna shine again. I guarantee you, I'm a witness. Just keep your head up. A scratch, steady, skipping. Even though it tries to play through, like someone put me on repeat. And frustrations, disappointments, and faults. If I could, I would put it all on pause. Rewind, but it all was wrong. Place my finger on search, searching for a new song.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other. Oh, we have a caller. Calling live. Let's go on to this caller. Hello, call. You are live on the Hard Love Radio Show.
Hello.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. This is Javon.
Hey, Javon, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. How you been, Mr. Wright?
Doing well, man. I know it's been a while, hasn't it?
Right. It's been a while.
Oh man, so tell me what's going on with your life that you don't mind sharing?
Okay, right now I'm on the moratorium on selfishness walk, in which I've walked from Fayetteville, North Carolina, on my way to Washington, D.C. And that's the trip that's going to take. Well, you know, it's a little over 350 miles, and I'm roughly about 15 miles from, Fredericksburg, Virginia right now. We're actually 12 miles from Fredericksburg, Virginia. And the whole purpose of the walk is pretty much to inspire people all over this nation to give more, do more for their communities. I think, you know, like that the whole purpose is, you know, it's a moratorium on selfishness. I mean, selfishness must stop, and it must stop now. Like, people have to stand up and take action. I think that's what your show is about today. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves having a meeting about a meeting to clean up our community. And, you know, it gets real ineffective if you just keep on having meetings and nobody's actually doing something. Through the course of this walk, you know, through Twitter and, you know, of course, MySpace, Facebook, and, you know, a couple of other social networks and mass emails, you know, I've just been asking people to perform a selfless act over the course of this thing. And originally I said it was going to take anywhere from 15 to 25 days. And the way it's looking, I'm going to be arriving in D.C. on Monday. And basically that's my selfless act, you know. It's of no benefit to me at all, but to show people that, you know, to get this nation turned around, the way it needs to be turned around, it's going to take, you know, three or four components, which is faith, of course, determination, and it's going to take a lot of sacrifice. And this is my sacrifice. And trust and believe, brother, it's taking a whole lot of faith to make it through this thing. I left Fayetteville, North Carolina, with $60 in my pocket, and God has been so good. I ate every day. You know, I spent a lot of nights outside. But, like, a few nights I've been able to spend in a hotel, so it's just been a total blessing. And it takes a whole lot of determination to make it from Fayetteville to D.C., and I'm definitely too far to turn back now. I'm in short roads, you know what I mean? So, like, I got a little over, a little over 50 or so miles left to go, so it's just going to be a blessing. Like this whole walk is going to inspire a lot of people to do different things in their community rather than just sit back. So this is just a blessing, brother.
Well, you know what? You know, I have to tell you this. I have to say I appreciate you calling in. And, of course, you know, Lady Flavor is listening. You know, she's always the best. I mean, she's the best. I call her mama.
Right.
Yeah, but now when you come here, you got to give me a call, man.
Yes, sir. Definitely. I'm thinking that the way things is going, depending upon the weather. The weather slowed me down through the course of everything. I got started actually on April 23rd, and I've been trying to do anywhere from 18, 20, 25 miles. I think my biggest day has been like. 33 miles. But the weather slowed me down. Like 3 days, I've been totally, totally shut down through the course of this whole thing. But I'm planning definitely to be in with D.C. by Monday, if not Sunday evening sometime. I think Monday morning or sometime midday Monday is going to be the point that I shut down. So just going to be a blessing, but you can find more information on it. On my website, www.changeispossible.bravehost.com. It's just been a total, total blessing.
Now, the next question, have people actually been with you, or are you just walking by yourself?
I'm walking by myself. It's me and my knapsack. With, got my laptop in it. A couple of T-shirts, like change the clothes, I guess.
So you're right. I guess we got to call the media and let them know that you're walking from Raleigh.
Actually, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Wow. Yes, sir.
I'm shocked. No one's called you. No one's called the media to tell them. Even though I know you're not doing that for that, but that's something that really needs to be heard.
The media has definitely been contacting, and of course, Lady Flavor, of course, Gusson, a few other people. Like, we've been, shooting out information to different media components, like, through the course of this thing, even a week prior, and no one's really responded, but, it's a blessing, brother. Like, the word is definitely getting out, and, I tell people all the time, like, I left all to help a few. The people who have their eyes on this thing, they've been reaching out in their community and doing different things. So either way it goes, whether or not the media gets involved or not, which I hope they do, it would be definitely a blessing if they did. But, we're going to continue on. Like, once I get to D.C., brother, I think that's going to be so powerful, man, because I've done this thing for nothing. I ain't asked nobody for nothing. I ain't raising no money. I'm just raising awareness. And I think it's been real effective to everybody who's had their eyes on. Like, the media attention, definitely, like, I think that'll be a beautiful thing. Of course, the word needs to get out. But, no one's really, really, picked up and responded yet.
Yeah, I have to say this. I have to personally say that I think it's amazing because of the fact of what you're doing and the fact that this goes along with what I've been talking about. Last week I was talking about being willing to change. And you have to be willing to change. Then you got to actually do the thing. And then after you've done it, you've got to be obedient to the new way of doing things. And then that was last week. And then you touched on that as well as this week. Are you willing to grow into your future? And if so, at what cost? And what I see that you're doing, that you are willing. You're actually taking a stand. How many people actually go out there and say, I'm going to take a stand, and I'm going to actually walk from Fayetteville, North Carolina, to Washington, D.C.?
Yes, sir.
And that's what it's about. You're actually doing it. You're not just talking about it. You're willing to grow into your future because you don't know what doors God's going to open from your even just doing this to raise awareness.
Yeah, it's a blessing. Like I think it's like a lot of people talk about it, and I think that's really what I got tired of. Everybody wants, everybody talks about change. Everybody talks about, the different things that's affecting our communities, and things of that nature. Of course, the drugs, of course, our youth, homelessness and things of that nature. But, no one ever does anything. I mean, you got these organizations in place and things of that nature that actually, supposed to be out there, making changes. But as far as getting the people involved, people, they rather sit back and be inactive. And that's what's causing things to get worse. And I tell anybody, like, all the time, I even talk about it in my book, to really, 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 really change anything about a society or even a person as an individual, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. You have to be willing to sacrifice something. I think we've grown, kind of lazy almost, and lazy may not be the word, but we've gotten comfortable as a society with just letting things stay the way they are. But, like, the thing that everybody wants to bring to the table is the complaints. We waste all of our time complaining about this and complaining about that. Those are the times that we should be doing something. And most of the times the biggest complaint is about, different things going on in our communities are the ones who do absolutely nothing. Like, everybody must take a stand. Like, I don't care what level they're on the ground floor, or at the top. Like, it starts with everybody playing an active role in causing change to happen. And once we get that in our mind, I think we'll be all right. The thing about me, bro, like, I haven't been in shape since like 2001, like really no kind of physical exercise or nothing like that.
Yeah.
No health buff or anything. I'm just an ordinary dude, I feel like if I can do this in a selfless manner to inspire people, I think anybody can do anything to affect change right there in their own community. And that's kind of what I've been pushing. Everybody got to act. Everybody got to play a role in this process of turning this world around pretty much. And when people get it in their mind that everybody's role is important as everybody else's role, I think we'll be all right, brother.
Yeah, I agree that. We all have a role to play. Let me ask this question since we're on here. What inspired you to do this?
It's kind of wild, just to see how people are. Like, if you look at how things are right now, especially with this, so-called recession, people have grown so selfish. It's absolutely bananas. It's absolutely crazy. It seems like, the worse things get, the more and more selfish people become. And like, you would think that if times get harder, people would be willing to help other people even more. But like, when it gets to the point where you're passing by homeless people in the street, like in whatever city you visit or whatever, because I'm down in the country in North Carolina, but, you know, boom, like when I visit like Charlotte, Wilmington, North Carolina, you know, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Atlanta, of course, things of that nature, you know, just to sit there like in the street and watch people with like 745, these Porsches, big body Benzes, and, you know, the Bentleys and whatnot pass by these homeless people and just look at them. Like, they off Star Trek or something, that's bananas to me. Everybody got chains in the side of their car, right? You know what I mean? So, like, even these at-risk youth, like, you know, I'm an ex-drug dealer from the age of 14 to the age of 18. You know, I sold crack and weed nearly every day of my life. And,
right.
You know, oh, like, when I go out, speak to different youth groups, this, that, and the third, like, those same kids I speak to, you know, boom, I know their parents, we grew up together. And I might be out and about in the hood doing what I do, you know, spreading the message, right? And I see these kids out in the street playing, and I see a lot of people passing by them. But yet the people passing by are the same people talking about them, like, them kids ain't doing nothing. They just knuckleheads, this, that, and the third. If you take the time to sit and speak with them, you'll find out a lot of these kids are very gifted, very talented. They got aspirations and dreams and hopes. But they don't really have that direction that the home is messed up. But, like, you know, it's kind of crazy because as a society, we don't really pay attention to things like that. We just, you know, we just point the finger and say, you know, it ain't no hope for them, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and we keep it moving. So, like, I think that's real selfish. I don't think God put anybody on this earth just to live a life that's built on fulfilling them. I think the only way you find true happiness is reaching out and helping other people. If God can bring me where he brought me from and allow me to have his heart, right, to be willing to help other people, I think that anybody can do it. And I think if more of us, like, getting that spirit of helping others and giving, I think life would be so beautiful, it'll be crazy. There wouldn't be a such thing as a recession. Because everybody will be willing to give. Everybody will be willing to sacrifice. And when you got that, bro, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. You know, I think it's amazing that I'd say this. Mama Flavia told me that you're going to be doing the walk. So I was expecting it. I just didn't know when.
Right. Yeah, we kicked it off on April the 23rd. I've been out here roughly, going on 3 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks actually in August. And it's been wow. It's been absolute wow. And I said the 15 to 25 days in the original plan because, you know, weather, of course, like terrain, that's a major factor I didn't plan on. Because, like, coming through Virginia, it's like straight hills, like it's an uphill battle, and that's kind of crazy on the legs. So, you know, we move a little bit slower than we've expected, but it's good. I'm out here by myself, but like I got a navigator who's actually in Portsmouth, Virginia, a good friend of mine, Cedric Denson, who's, you know, navigating the course for me, telling me exactly where I need to walk, how far the next town is away, you know, different places to sleep. And things of that nature. So it's just been a blessing. And, of course, like Lady Flavor, you know, I can call her and boom, if she's in front of her computer, you know, she can kind of, you know, give me an idea of how far the next town away is and things of that nature. So it's been beautiful, but it's a sacrifice. It's a struggle. But that's what I expected. But, you know, God out here with me walking, too, so I never feel alone.
Well, so let me ask a question. I mean, I know you said you haven't been in this much shape since in a while. So how much do you think you've lost even as
Wow, like at this point, I know last week it was something like 26 pounds.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if I'm up to about 30. Maybe if I'm about 30. Maybe 36, 37 pounds, and I wasn't expecting the weight loss, so, like, I bought a pair of boxes. I bought some boxes last week, right? They falling off of me, Doc, so It's bananas. So like I'm up to probably like 36, 37 pounds lost.
Wow.
It feel good. It feel real good.
You feeling good? You know, in fact, Gerard, hold on. I believe there's someone else who's online who would like to ask a couple questions, okay?
Okay, cool.
Hello, Carla, you're on live on the Hard Love Radio Show.
Oh, you know it's just Lady Flavor.
Hey, Lady Flavor.
Hey, Lady Flavor.
Hey.
I had to call in. But, you know, I saw the topic of what your show was about, and I try to come out, you know, and support you as much as I can, G, you know, but I thought, okay, I called on the phone. I'm like, okay, Jovan, you got to call G's show. It's just the perfect topic.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
definitely, because I'm telling you, he's doing this.
Right.
He is. You know, he's not only talking the talk, he's walking the walk, and, you know, walking the walk even more than, you know, what most people can say. You know, I've said this many times, you know, before. I've been very blessed to, you know, be on this journey with Jovan from before he even, you know, took that first step. You know, even though I'm all the way in Seattle, Washington, we talk several times a day, and, you know, I've got all kinds of postings going out over the internet and this and that. And, you know, my frustration is I feel like God's put me on this earth to be a cheerleader, you know, so I'm trying real hard to get people, you know, to take notice of Jovan. And, you know, he reassures me all the time that people are noticing, you know, yet I'm wanting to kind of see that physical, you know, reaction and response, you know, from the people. Because I've sent out emails to news stations and radio stations and newspapers and churches and organizations between North Carolina and Washington, D.C., and I'm just wanting one person just respond, you know, because what I'm sending out has Jovan's, you know, cell phone number on him, his email, because, you know, he can be reached by email, Twitter, all of that on his phone. And I just want somebody to just respond, you know, but Jovan's just like, you know, don't worry about it, Lady Flavor. People are noticing, you know, it's all good. It's a beautiful thing, like he likes to say, and it really honestly is.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have to say this. I mean, you are definitely, you know, I'm just grateful to have people around me like you, Lady Flavor. People who are actually, you know, helping people. I mean, who would find people? We don't find that nowadays.
Right.
We don't find that a whole bunch nowadays where someone will actually, you know, help and cheerlead. You know,
right.
And say, you know, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. You just don't find that nowadays as much, you know. So I just want to say thank you for what you're doing and helping to spread the word.
But, you know, I mean, the three of us just here on the phone, you know, gee, we're all playing a role. You know, God put us in positions to do different things. Not one of us, you know, in this conversation are the same. But we all are on a mission, you know, that God put us on this earth to be. Just like with your amazing, beautiful gospel music and you putting on the Heart of Love radio show, just as me being the artist cheerleader, you know, and Jovan, you know, doing the walk and speaking in front of masses. You know, we're all playing our role. So maybe, you know, if we just keep on doing what we know God wants us to do, you know, maybe like Jovan says, it's a beautiful thing and people will, you know, take notice. And, you know, if we as one person, you know, step up and do what we believe we're called to do, and everybody realizes that amongst themselves, I mean, come on now. Things got to get better.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, definitely. Let me ask you a question. How does, with Twitter, what is it, how does that work? I've been hearing a lot about Twitter. How does that work? Is it like Facebook?
Actually, Twitter is, you know, pretty much, you know, like the status updates on Facebook. That's how Twitter is. Like, it's simply just a website where you can go on and pretty much like let people know exactly what you're doing, where you're at, how you're feeling, whatever you want to type. I think it holds up to like 130 characters if you're using a cell phone, which is like how I, you know, connect to Twitter out here. But like it, and pretty much that's it. It's just a status update website. And people can follow you, and, you know, of course, it'll send messages to their cell phone, whatever you're typing up. Or, like, you know, you can follow other people, you know, Barack Obama, a lot of the major news media, you can follow them on Twitter. Everybody is pretty much using Twitter. And it's a beautiful thing because you can actually link Twitter to your Facebook page. And when you put up, like, when you put up a status update on a Twitter account, it actually updates your Facebook account, which is, you know, phenomenal because I can kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, for real?
But out here walking on my on this walk, I just, you know, you text the number and they go ahead and update everything for you. So it's a blessing. I usually shoot one out maybe every hour, every couple of hours, depending on what's happening, just to let people know I'm okay and, you know, how I'm feeling and things of that nature. Just, Twitter is a beautiful thing.
You know, I'd say this. I put this on my. I guess I need to go ahead and sign up for Twitter, but I put this. I need you. You need me. Do you still believe this old saying? And it's amazing. I put it up, and I mind you, I have a lot of people on my page, and I put that up, and it's amazing to see type of responses I've gotten. And I really have only received like 3 responses. So I think it's amazing, even when you know, because with Facebook, everything is up there. And I just wondered that, you know, even with what we're discussing and with what you're doing, you know, how many people really believe that? And it's amazing to think that I haven't received that many responses from that.
It's, you know, it's crazy, like, wow, I put up an update one day, you know, the sky is falling. And I got more responses from that than I do when I put out anything, you know, like seriously positive that's on my heart, which I do most of the time. Like, people respond to the craziest things. And I think that's just how we're built as a society. We, you know, as, of course, with the reality TV and everything else is going on, like, people pay attention to the most idiotic things and the things that actually matter. We've gotten away from that. Really gotten away from that. Like, and what I think I spoke about this before, actually, with you, brother, right? Like, you know, boom, like a rap artist, R&B artist, boom, they come out with a record, you know, first week, 2 or 3 million copies sold. A gospel artist come out with a record, a major artist, and, you know, the first week, if they do 50,000, maybe 100,000 records, you know, they're doing great for the gospel world. So I'm thinking about it like, you know, that's absolutely crazy to me, but the world going to respond to what most people support, right? Because that's where the money at. That's where the attention on. Like, once we start bringing attention back to positive things and things that actually matter, you know, I think we're just going to cause a cycle of positive people and positive action going on around the world. But we can't do that when everybody's focused on, you know, the reality TV joints and things of that nature. Just people just really lost focus, and now everybody's wondering why most people lost hope. If you really look at it, like, it's easy to see.
You know, it's amazing that you say it, because I can put some great things, like, put some things up, and, you know, some people respond to it on Facebook, and some people don't. And I really haven't written a blog yet on MySpace in a while, so I think I'm going to just go ahead and start copying my blogs and just reposting them on Facebook. Something that will encourage people, you know. But it's amazing that people respond to their stuff, and they want to tell you. It's like, I feel like sometimes we spend so much time wanting to sound, okay, I want to sound the best, I want to sound the most educated, I want to sound the most spiritual. So I read some people's postings, and I'm like, man, you know, I don't know, am I making any sense when I say that?
Right, exactly. I know exactly.
You know, what I'm saying? It's like everyone wants to be, let me be the most spiritual, let me be the most let me be the most, sound the most spiritual. So people put their bloggings up and their notes and things like, if you like put something like, oh, the sky is falling, they might probably had 100 people trying to minister to you or wondering why you mean the sky is falling, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and then they become offended with that. But I think that's a good illustration about what people's focuses are on.
Exactly.
When we spend more, when we spend more time noticing that people are more concerned about what someone is wearing, what some star ate for lunch. They ate a bologna sandwich. You're not supposed to eat a bologna sandwich and be a model. You know, it's like we spend so much money on stuff like that. You know, and you know, and just the whole community thing. You know, and I wonder sometimes, are we the cause for some of the things that happen that we complain about later, like Britney Spears? You know, the whole information, the whole thing that she was going through. You know, she was definitely one of my favorite artists. You know, she went through something because she was positive back in the day. She was positive. And then she just got caught up. You know, and sometimes people go through it. People experience life, but give her a break. Let her live her life.
Exactly.
You know, pray for her. I'm glad she seems like she's doing better, hopefully, and she got her mind together. But, you know, I say what do people need? They need Jesus.
Exactly.
You know, and when you take Jesus out of the equation, you know, I said Jesus. You know, I think people need Jesus now. You know, but you feel me, Lady Flavor?
I feel you.
You know, how many people say Jesus? You know, now, and that's what people need. And really, honestly, when you think about it, when I heard that you were walking it and you actually doing it, what came across my mind was Jesus. You know, Jesus didn't have a Mercedes-Benz.
Exactly.
No, he wasn't driving Mercedes-Benz giving the gospel.
Exactly.
He was walking.
Exactly.
So they were walking, sleeping outside, you know, eating what they could eat.
Exactly.
Like,
it's so wild because I actually had about 15 people, as well as the camera crew, who was supposed to, you know, start this whole deal with me. And it's like, the day before I was supposed to leave, like, everything started happening. This person flaked out, that person flaked out, the next person flaked out, the camera crew, something happened with Sam. And, like, it really, really hit me. Jesus performed miracles. I mean, he fed 5,000, you know, with a little. You know what I mean? He healed the blind. He healed leprosy. Like, he oh, my God, fed the poor. You name it, he did it. Yet he only confined 12 people that will walk with him. So it don't make me feel bad when, you know, I offer people to walk all the time and they don't come out here. Like, if Jesus, with all the incredible, amazing things that he did, could only find 12 people to walk with him, you know what I mean? Like, it just makes me smile. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a blessing. Like, when Easter passed, like, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, and I actually went in depth and started reading in the Bible about, you know, of course, when, you know, the people had to make the choice on whether or not they was going to crucify Jesus, well, let Jesus go or Barabbas. And the people chose to let Barabbas go. And I was sitting there thinking about it. I heard T.D. Jakes say it, like, you know, what happened to the 5,000, he said? Where was all the people at that he healed when that was going on? You know, so people just, people going to be people. People been people and senseless since the beginning of time. And, you know, I think that anybody like yourself, G. Wright, Lady Flavor, it's a lot of people who are very, very positive, trying to be a light in the world. I think the more of us that exist and the more people we inspire, you know, we can affect change, like, right where we affect change at, like, in our circles, however we choose to get our messages out, this, that, and the third. It just needs to be more of it. People don't respond like they need to, but, you know, we just got to keep going. We can't let that be a discouraging factor because, you know, Jesus, he carried out his thing even to the death. He, You know what I mean? And it's a beautiful thing to me. You know, the Bible says you should crucify thy flesh daily. And it almost feels like that when you're doing positive things in this world and people don't respond to it. It almost feels like you're carrying this heavy, heavy cross and no one's paying attention. But you can't let that bother you. You just got to keep going because trust and believe, we're touching people somewhere. And a lot of times people won't tell you that, look, like something you did or something you said actually brought me some hope, actually brought me a smile, actually made my day a little bit better. Like people selfish with their feelings even. You know what I mean? But, you know, just be what you're doing, trust and believe God is working through you. Just be a tool, bro. That's all I try to do. If I can be a tool and God is using me, I don't know everything God is doing with the people around me or the people who see me or hear about me or whatever, but God going to be God and he's going to take care of it. I just carry this cross and I carry it faithfully, man. It's a, you know, boom. Like, I walk and walk and walk and walk. Like, today I probably put in, like, it would take 16, 17 miles, maybe even 15. I'm not too for sure. But, you know, that even somebody passing by may have been inspired to go home and take a little walk for their health or anything or to calm their spirit. So, you know, I'm just letting God be God and, you know, let him do what he's going to do. I just got to keep being that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You know, and I'm going to say this, you know, that I personally appreciate you know you calling in, and definitely let me know, especially if you're gonna be here in D.C. And I should be here Monday. Michigan. When you come here, how long are you gonna stay?
You know, like when I get there, I'm still planning a few things for my arrival. But for the most part, I'm thinking maybe at the most like 3, even 4 days. Kind of, you know, venture out throughout the city if I can. Find a couple of groups to speak to, maybe some churches, some youth groups, even go out and, you know, speak to some of the homeless people, just some people in the city to see what's going on. I'm trying to get in contact with a couple of politicians to really get it done, you know, see what's on their mind, see what kind of plan of action they got to really touch the bottom. Because I think that's what America forgot. You know, we even focused on the middle class. Everybody focused on the middle class during the election, but I think the lower class of America before really have been forgotten by, you know, a lot of people. So I kind of want to dig in that and really see what I can do to cause some change around the D.C. area. That'll just be a blessing to me, bro, because I'm not going to walk this far not to be a blessing to somebody. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking maybe 3 or 4 days and maybe a few speaking engagements here or there if I can pick up some of those, just to share my story with some kids in the area and some people.
You know, I have to say this, man. I have to say I'm proud of what you're doing, and I'm glad you really did that. That you did this, and that you're doing this, and you know I might not be here Monday because I might be out of town because my cousin's getting ordained. One of my cousins is getting ordained in Richmond, so I'll be going to Richmond. But I should be back here probably, if not Monday, Tuesday.
Okay, cool.
But you can get my number from Flavor. Just don't say it over here because I want everybody to have my number. But
okay.
You know, I don't want that. But
okay.
You know, if I say that, man, I'm just glad that you called in. And that you guys have done this, you know, that you're doing it, what you're doing, Lady Flavor, aka Mama Flavor, and you know, I see you just add me on Facebook.
I'm
on Facebook as Gregory Wright. That's what that is. That's who I am. G Wright is just an alter ego. But
I joined your fan page too.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So please join both y'all listening, Gregory Wright, and then my G Wright page on Facebook. And then at gwrightonline.com. And I guess, thanks you guys. I guess I'm going to get on Twitter and see what that's about.
Yes, sir. That's just a blessing. It's a
blessing. And I should say thank you for sharing with me, Javon, because I think that people definitely need to hear that. And I'm just going to encourage everyone to go back and blog, listen to today's show, blog, because you're actually doing it. And that's the whole point of my show today and what I've been talking about just doing it. And I'm going to tell you this. We talk about New Year's resolutions. And I've been talking about that since the beginning of the year. And it's amazing we've gone from January. We're almost at the end of May. And I just wondered, like, how many people are actually doing it? Let me tell you, I've relocated. You know, I've just gotten a new job, which will be starting soon. And I just have to say that it's amazing, you know. And I say, God, I'm open to whatever you have for me to do. But I set goals and went ahead and did it. And, you know, my whole thing with my music is to touch someone's life.
Exactly.
It's really, and I think even your doing this walk is enough to make us all look at ourselves and reevaluate the reason we do things we do.
Exactly.
And why we're doing it. You know, so I just want to say congratulations and thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, brother. It's a blessing.
Now, before we get offline, can you please tell us your web address again?
Okay, it's www.changeispossible.bravehost.com. And I can be reached, and of course, that's going to have all my information on there. Actually, Lady Flavor page, Panin page, actually has a great deal of information. She's been keeping up with everything on this walk on her page, too. And that's www.flavornews.ning.com. And you can find everywhere you can find some information at, from those two pages, actually. It has the YouTube address, of course, the Twitter address. The MySpace, Facebook, and everything else. So those two pages definitely are the two main sources of contact.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, guy. And make sure you get in touch with me and let me know about next week, okay?
Okay, definitely. I got a ride. This is my navigator calling. But it's
right.
Been a blessing, and I'm going to speak to y'all later.
You too.
Right.
Love
you,
John. Love
y'all. Lady Flavor, I love you, and I appreciate you. And please tell the readers your web address as well so they can check you out there.
Well, like Jovan was saying, my artist-like page, the page where I help promote artists from, is my Ning page, which is www.flavornews.ning.com. And on that page, I do have Jovan every move from day one updated on there. Also, I'm co-founder of Joseph's Vision National Youth Outreach Movement with the Hitmen, and our website is www.flavorofexpression.com, and you can find out everything about that movement over there.
Flavor, thank you so much, and
thank
I appreciate you.
And
I love you, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay, love you too, G. Bye-bye.
Okay. And you guys are listening to Hard Love Radio Show. I appreciate your patience. Sit back. Think about what we've talked about today. Make a difference in your community wherever you are. And believe that God will do his part. And be willing to do your part, too. And I look forward to checking you out next Tuesday from 6 to 7. And thank you for listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Please check out my CD on CD Baby and iTunes. God bless.